him. And thus, 19 out of 20 of the donors, if not 49 out of every 50, are entire strangers to me, insofar as regards personal acquaintance. We give ourselves to prayer. We speak to our Heavenly Father about the need of this institution. We plead the merits and worthiness of our Lord Jesus. That is, we ask our Heavenly Father in His name, and we are helped, and have thus now been assisted for over 56 years, and have received for the institution altogether £1,225,000. If all who need means for the poor, for the work of God, and who have not yet tried this way, would in like manner betake themselves in believing, expecting prayer to God, they would see what a happy and successful way this is. After having now for more than 60 years acted on these principles, and so far from being tried of them, I am more and more persuaded of their scriptural character, and seek for grace to go on in the same course to the end of my earthly pilgrimage. September 13th, received £2.10, with £2.10 instead of insuring premises, with the following statement. During the past, as in almost every former year, since I trusted my shops to the Lord for preservation, there has been most magnificent preservation. Adjoining my workshop and warehouse is an old wooden lofty tallow candle factory, all of which is highly combustible, crowded, and fragile. In this place a fire occurred, which, had it not been instantly discovered and extinguished, my place would have been consumed like a box and a parcel of matchboxes, which had been ignited. The fire broke out at night also, when few men are about to render assistance. To God be all the praise. There is not a better insurance than to commit all into the hands of God. Thus I have done for the orphan house since 1848, with a property of £120,000 and upwards, is thus left uninsured, as it would be called. Yet our Heavenly Father, into whose hands we have placed these expensive premises, has invariably protected them. September 25th, received from Scotland £80 for the first four objects, £30 for the orphans, and £40 for my dear wife and myself. From H.B., £40 with £10 for the orphans. September 27th, during another month we have been unable to meet all the expenses amounting to £752, 4 shillings, 9.5 dimes, and our balance, which was this day, month, £72, 18 shillings, 4.5 dimes, is now £228, 1 dime. But immediately after the monthly accounts were made up, it pleased the Lord greatly to increase our balance. We received this day from the United States, for these four objects, £4,000, and for the orphans, £1,000. See, dear Christian reader, how blessed it is to trust in God. I waited on Him in India. My fellow laborers in England and others in various parts of the world helped us by their prayers. And thus the dear Christian brother, whom I have never seen, was moved by the Lord in answer to our prayers to send me this sum for the work of the Lord. Will not my dear fellow believers be encouraged by this, and be led to make trial of this way, and see for themselves how willing the Lord is, even in the last part of the 19th century, to supply the need of His children who trust in Him and answer to their prayers? I cannot tell them how precious the spiritual results are of getting supplies thus by prayer and faith for the work of God, whereby the hearts of scores of missionaries can be made glad, whereby tens of thousands of copies of the Holy Scriptures can be sent forth, and hundreds of thousands of tracts, and by which help comes for the schools, and help even is ministered for the orphans. October 25th, from Havana, £12, with £2 for the orphans. October 27th, though during the past month we have expended for these objects alone, irrespective of the orphan work, £1,275, 5.5 dimes, yet our balance in hand today is £3,401, 1 shilling, 7.5 dimes. November 5th, from Trinity College, Dublin, 10 shillings, part of a prize. December the 11th, from the neighborhood of Southampton, £100, with £100 for the orphans, and £10 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. December 30th, from Delkey, near Dublin, £7, 10 shillings, with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I enclose you check for £7, 10 shillings, £5 of which is for the orphans, and £1 for other objects, missionaries, etc. Kindly accept £1 for yourself and Mrs. Mueller, and for the remaining 10 shillings, send me some gospel books or tracts. I have been strengthened by reading the Lord's dealings with you, and I am sure you will rejoice with me in that he mercifully preserved my life from drowning. On a dark night, I was going to meet the Holyhead steamer arriving in Dublin. In the darkness, I got too near the edge and dropped into the lifty. I struggled in the water and called for help, but no one heard me. I then prayed to God to help me to swim, for I never swam before. Felt the current bearing me on, and seeing the ferry steps, I worked towards them and got safely on to the quay. It was an experience of strength given to the valley of the shadow of death. Yours faithfully. The encouragement to be gathered from this letter is that in the greatest difficulty, danger, and need, we should never despair, but betake ourselves in believing prayer to God. 1890. January 1st, from the Pin Ponds Church Sunday School, £1, 13 shillings, 11 dimes, for sending the Holy Scriptures to the heathen. How much of their means do believers expend on this object? January the 8th, from Seven Oaks, £25 for missions to the Jews, £25 for missions to the heathen, £20 for the orphans, and £30 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. March the 8th, by sale of jewelry, £12, 6 shillings, 4 dimes, from Berkshire, from the same Christian gentleman who very many times has helped us, £32 and 1 dividend more, amounting altogether without income tax to £154, 15 shillings, 8 dimes. April 1st, from Cape Town, £100 for missions, with £100 for the orphans, from a donor whose name we do not even know. Observe, dear reader, how God helps us in answer to prayer. See not only the variety of places from whence donations come, but also the numerous countries. April the 18th, from Whitby, £10, 10 shillings, with the words, "Of thine own I will give unto thee." April 19th, balance of the legacy of the late Reverend F. H., £300. May 6th, from Wales, £25, for the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, £50 for missions, £50 for the support of the orphans, and £25 for myself, May 7th. From Yorkshire, £200 for foreign missions, and £100 for the support of the orphans. For weeks past, the income for all the branches of the institution have been very small. Therefore, all the helpers in the institution were this day week at our prayer meeting particularly requested in private to pray much that God would be pleased to help us more abundantly. And now this evening we find that the income during the past week has been more than four times as large as during the previous week. There was also today received from Ireland £100 for these objects, May 22nd. We had been portioning out about £1,000 for missionary brethren when the Lord again began to send help. There was received for these first four objects today from Clopton £100. There was nothing like spending the means with which we are entrusted by the Lord in order that we may obtain more. By the £1,000 we sent out, many hearts were gladdened, and now the Lord will also gladden our hearts by again increasing our ability to help brethren who labor in the gospel. Thus, we have once more, by the help of God, been brought to the close of our financial year and have been enabled to expend during the year from May 27, 1889 to May 26, 1890, altogether for these objects, £11,952, 9.5 dimes. Our balance in hand with which we began the year was £114, 10 shillings, 9 dimes. And we finished the year with £321, 12 shillings, a half a dime in hand. How were we able to do this, having asked no human being for anything? We trusted in God and habitually laid our wants before Him in believing prayer. May 26, 1890 to May 26, 1891. Some Christian friends suppose, as the institution is so large now, as it has been in existence for more than 57 years and must therefore be well known, that the trials of faith, which I had so particularly from the year 1838 until 1850, exist no more. But this is a mistake, for during the year 1890 to 1891, our trials of faith were very much indeed, especially in connection with the first four objects of the institution. Yet, amidst all our poverty, and notwithstanding all our trials of faith, the institution still exists, and I believe will yet be upheld by God for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. June 2nd. Receive £5 with the words, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. July 24th. From Scotland, £100 with a gold watch and chain for the support of the orphans, and £20 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. July 25th. From Sussex, £50 for foreign missions. August 15th. From East Boring, £35 with £5 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. August the 18th. From a missionary residing in Riverport, Shepstone, South Africa, £10. August 27th, as the income for these first four objects had been only £538, 18 shillings, 2.5 dimes during the past month, this sum, together with what had been left of the balance in hand, £113, 8 shillings, 4 dimes, was all expended, and we had nothing left for these four branches of the institution. On the same day came in for missions £8, for the tract fund £5, and for the orphans £15, and for Mrs. Mueller and myself £15 from a lady in Preston whom I have never seen. On August 28th, we received from a Christian gentleman who had often helped us in a similar way, 30 coupons and one New Zealand dividend warrant, the whole amounting to £154, 15 shillings, 8 dimes. This donation was the Lord's particularly kind gift to us, for we had nothing at all left. September 15th. From the neighborhood of Aberdeen, £100. September 27th. Since August 26th, we have been able to expend upon these first four objects of the institution £559, 16 shillings, 8 dimes. But as the income during the past month has again been only small, we have now nothing in hand for these branches. October 6th, the following letter was received from Berkshire with £10. Dear Mr. Mueller, since last year, when it was my privilege to send you a small check, instead of paying it to the insurance company of farming stock and produce, I have been called to pass through a testing and trying experience of faith as to its reality and genuine character. In this way, it was brought about. Last Friday week at 11 a.m., some sparks from adjoining cottage chimney lodged in the thatched roof of a barn, under which certain farm instruments belonging to me were stored in the dry for preservation, and the roof was very soon in a blaze. The barn and its contents were soon burned down, but the cottage was saved, and thank God there was no loss of life, nor yet any accident. Now I trust this event will, through the good hand of our covenant God, increase my confidence and give me more firm and consistent faith in Him. I beg you will accept the enclosed check as the Lord's own, for I can only acknowledge myself a steward of His. I leave it in your hands to appropriate the money as you think best, and wishing you every blessing, remain yours sincerely. With reference to this letter, I made the following remarks. Number one, the Lord allows such events to befall us for the trial of our faith, in order that we may be led on spiritually, and that by such events we may be tested for the sake of spiritual blessing. The writer of the letter did not ensure because he trusted in God, but by such an event the Lord says, I will see whether thou dost really trust me. For where there is real trust in God, the non-insurance will continue. But where there is not the trust, insurance will certainly follow. Number two. Another reason is, God, by such events, says, I will see now whether thou dost consider thyself as an owner of thy property or as a steward merely. For if we consider ourselves owners, we shall be greatly tried by the loss of our possessions. But if we are only stewards, then we can easily bear the loss and submit to God's ordering, providing we have not been negligent in our stewardship. Number three, the Lord would, in such a case, give to the writer of this letter an opportunity of glorifying him by thankfulness that the barn only, with its contents, was burned down, and that the stables and dwelling house and the furniture were not consumed. Also, that human beings, horses, and cattle had not been burned nor injured in the least. On the tour I am now taking through Germany and Switzerland, I have been struck by the fact that out of tens of thousands of small houses and cottages and villages, one house, even most rarely, has been seen covered with a thatched roof. Well, before I left Germany in February 1829 to live in England, by far the greater part of small houses and villages were always roofed with thatch. An event like the one mentioned in this letter may also give us this instruction, that with all our trust in God, we may yet use tiles for roofs, if we possibly afford them, instead of thatching them with straw. I remember when I was a young man in Germany, I heard how whole villages had occasionally been reduced to ashes in consequence of the thatched roofs accidentally taking fire. And I judged that, on that account, the government, since 1829, had prohibited the use of thatch for roofs any longer. October 8th, from Dublin, £50 for mission, £50 for the orphans, and £50 for Mrs. Mueller and myself, from a Christian gentleman who has repeatedly sent us help for the institution when we were in need, and thus it has been again just now. October 27th. Since September 27th, we have been enabled to expend £650 for these objects, but as the income during the past month has again been comparatively small, we have nothing at all left at the present time. The Lord, in His great kindness, however, sent us some help that same day, October 27th, for there was £50 received from Seven Oaks for foreign missions, and £50 for the orphans. October 28th, received £60 from Brumley for missions as a thanks offering to the Lord on the donor's birthday. November 27th, from October 27th to this day, we have received £707.10 2¼ dimes for these objects. But as the expenses have again been heavy, we have nothing at all in hand for them now. From W.W., £25 for missions. 1891, January 1st. Today the Lord has kindly sent to us an answer to many prayers in this our time of need, namely from Wales, £100, or £50 to Mrs. Mueller and myself. January 5th. From two servants of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £200 for missions, January 27th. Since December 27th, our income for these objects have been £808, 3 shillings, half a dime during the month. But as our expenses have again been heavy, we have nothing in hand for the next month, and are again entirely cast upon the Lord. Our trial of faith during the whole of the past financial year of the institution has continually been very great. February 5th, received from Scotland £1 with the following letter. Dear Sir, I enclose you a post office order for £1 to use as you think best for the Lord's work under your care. My mother and my grandmother both used to send you a small donation every year. I am trying to follow in their footsteps, for they have both left this world and have gone to be with Christ, which is far better. Yours truly. February 6th, from Brumley, £20. March 6th, from Berkshire, from a Christian gentleman, 30 coupons and 1 dividend warrant, amounting altogether to £154, 15 shillings, 8 dimes. March 16th, from two servants of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £200, April 9th, from Scotland, £100, with £5 from Mrs. Mueller and myself. April 29th, from two servants of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seek to lay a treasure in heaven, £200, May 19th, from California in our time of trial, £100, May 23rd, from the neighborhood of Chippenham, £50, May 26th, 1891, to May 26, 1892, when the financial year of the institution commenced, we had a balance of £85, 13 shillings, 3.5 dimes in hand for these objects. Small as this balance was, yet we were grateful to have even as much. There has been many past years when our expenses had been so great that in one single week we had to expend for these objects alone about £300. We remain therefore in the same position in which we have been doing during the previous 57 years of the institution, viz., we were called upon to trust in God in order to be at peace in our hearts, and this, by His grace, we did. During no year have our trials of faith and patience been greater than from May 27, 1891 to May 26, 1892. Yet the institution exists through God's wondrous condensation and will, in the same way, yet further exist. I will now refer to the way in which it pleased God to provide us with means to be able to accomplish that which we were able to do during the past year. But will the reader please to keep in mind, and that every shilling to which reference will be made has been obtained entirely as the result of prayer and faith, not a single donor having been asked for anything. To a living God we appealed, and He spoke to the donors, influencing them to help us. On May 28th, we received from Canada West for these objects £3, 1 shilling, with £3, 9 dimes for the support of the orphans. From Auckland, New Zealand, £5 for missions. These donations from different countries, at so great a distance, coming to us at the beginning of the financial year of the institution, we took as God's earnestness that He would help us this year also. July 9th, from Yorkshire, £200 for foreign missions, with £100 for the orphans. This kind donor has helped us from time to time within the last 50 years, July 18th. From a Dundee donor, £40, with £10 for the orphans, July 23rd. From Leverett, £20 for foreign missions, with £40 for the orphans, August 18th. From Dundee, £30, with £10 for the orphans, and £5 for Mrs. Muir and myself, August 24th. From a Christian physician in London, who has many times kindly helped us, £20 for laborers in the gospel in foreign parts, and £20 for the orphans. September 3rd. Received from Scotland, from a Christian gentleman who has often helped us again and again when we were in need, £50, with £10 for the orphans, and £15 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. September 12th. Received £9 with the following letter. Dear Sir, I am once again enabled to help on the Lord's work to the extent of the enclosed check, which please to use as you desire. To interest and encourage you, I would state the circumstance that leads to the sending of this check. Among other goods, I sell bicycles. I had one among them that did not seem to sell, though it was a good one, for some time, and it occurred to me that perhaps the Lord had need of it. I then offered it to Him, in prayer, of course, and in less than 1 week, it was bought for the above, and leaves no doubt in my mind as to the need the Lord had of it. Having this day received the cash, it gives me joy to pass it over to Him through you. September 21st, from Dublin, £50 for these objects, with £50 for the orphans and £10 for myself. This kind donor has from time to time helped us with for nearly 30 years, and often when our funds were very low, of which of course he knew nothing. September 24th, from Brumley, £20. This kind donor has also for many years helped us, sent us help from time to time. October the 7th, from Edinburgh, £120, with £20 for the orphans, £10 for Mr. Wright, and £10 for myself. November 3rd, from Paris, £25, November 9th, with 2 Corinthians 9:11, £10, £20 for the orphans. Received £5 for these objects and £5 for the orphans from Dunedin, New Zealand. The donor writes, through reading your works, I have been brought to see my position as a steward And for the future, I propose giving systematically as the Lord prospers me. November 23rd. For Madeline, £10. With £10 for the orphans, November 26th. Our balance in hand for these objects is now reduced to £6.15, 3.5 dimes, December 9th. With 2 Corinthians 9:15, £60, November 24th. From Chicago, £25 with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, enclosed fine draft of a bank, on a bank in London for £25, to be used for the Lord's work in your hands as you may seem best to you. It has been my desire for years to add my mite to this work. I do so praise him for such a testimony in this generation to his faithfulness to his promises and readiness to respond to the prayer of faith. The work has been a constant witness to my own soul and cheer to my life. God grant that you may not be allowed to become weary of your present mode of life. If, for the sake of poor sinners and weak Christians in this groaning world, he can still use you for his glory. God bless you most abundantly in every place where you need a deepening sense of his presence. I have such a hungering to grow in the knowledge and grace of our beloved Lord Jesus that I cannot close without asking that you will offer at least one prayer to this effect for me. Most sincerely, your sister by adoption into his family. December 26th. We have nothing at all in hand for these objects, but look, by the grace of God, for his further help. December 31st, from W.W., £15 for missions and £10 for the orphans. 1892, January 1st, received from Paddington, £50, with £50 for the orphans and £10 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. From a donor who kindly, repeatedly has helped us, January 15th. With 2 Corinthians 9:15, £50. From McKensport, from a donor who has very frequently helped us, and who is now ill, £10. January 20th, from Wales, £50 for these objects, £50 for the orphans, and £50 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. This donation arrived when the funds were exceedingly low, and was therefore a great help to us. January 27th, from two servants of the Lord Jesus, who constrained for the love of Christ, seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £400, namely, £150 for the first four objects of the institution, and the remaining £250 for the orphans. February 1st, from Islington, £5 with the following letter. Dear brother, I received the report and have read part of it. I thought of sending next week, but my mind has been stirred up to send at once, as although you have a large income, your need is very great, and this may be a time of need. I enclose a check for £5 to be applied as most needed. I remain yours in Christ. We were indeed in need, February the 11th. Received £40 with the following letter. From your reports, I am pleased to find you are greatly interested in mission work. The enclosed I wish to be sent to be used in that branch. May you still be abundantly blessed in every work to the glory of God. From a sister in Christ near Leeds, we at once sent £10 to each of the four brethren of each, laboring in foreign countries. February 13th. From Borderstown, South Australia, £25 with £25 for the orphans. February 19th. From Seven Oaks, £50 for foreign missions and £50 for the orphans. March 7th, in addition to several small donations which came in during the first 6 days of this month, the Lord was graciously pleased to help us today more abundantly by 30 coupons and one dividend warrant, which we received from a kind donor in Berkshire. They produced less income tax, £154, 15 shillings, 8 dimes. How very kind of the Lord to help us again and again in our need, and graciously to answer our prayer for help. March 8th, from Glenelga, South Australia, £7, 10 shillings, with £7, 10 shillings for the orphans, and the following letter. Dear Sir and Brother in Christ, please find herein bank draft for £15. Say half of it for the orphans and the other half devotes to such purposes as you think most needed. The fact that our Heavenly Father year by year sends you the money necessary to provide for so many orphans and to do good in so many other ways is indeed a cause for great thankfulness and should strengthen the faith of our God's dear children who read your reports. April the 11th from believers at Barcelona, Spain, £2 for schools. April 20th from Scotland, £100 with £5 for myself. April 27th. Through the Lord's kindness, we have today £31, 13 shillings, 2.5 dimes in hand for these objects. May 2nd. When all our money was again gone, we received from Greenock £50 for these objects, £15 for the orphans, and £15 for myself. May 9th, from the United States, $800, £162, 15 shillings, as a legacy for foreign missions. The testator of this sum I have never seen. He lived thousands of miles from Bristol. He could not know that when his legacy would be paid, we should be in the greatest need of help. The God who knew all about us influenced the heart of this Christian donor to leave us this legacy. March 18th. From Ireland, for these objects, £80 and £20 for the orphans. The first donation which this donor sent me many years since was 5 shillings, and he thought he could hardly afford even this small amount. But from that time, this Christian manufacturer began to act as a steward for God. And the Lord prospered him so abundantly that more than once he has sent me for the institution £500 at a time. If Christians knew that the way to prosper even temporarily in business is to give liberally to the work of the Lord, they would be far less tried and be truly happy even in their business affairs. May 26. I have thus given specimens of the manner in which the Lord has sent us means for these objects up to the close of the financial year. By the grace of God, we continue to trust in Him with unshaken confidence. But our faith and patience has been greatly tried in regard to pecuniary supplies during the whole year. In regard to the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, we have not been able to supply Bible carriages with them at reduced prices since July 1891, on account of which circumstance, tens of thousands of copies less have been circulated than was the case in former years. But as we had not sufficient money for selling copies of the Bible at reduced prices without contracting debt, we considered that the way to glorify God was to submit to His holy pleasure in this respect and to wait till He honored us again with more means. The same was the case with regard to missionary operations. For gladly would we have done 10 times more than was actually accomplished. But we could have sent more money to missionary brethren only by contracting debt. We wait, therefore, upon God. We expect yet to be helped again more abundantly. But if the Lord should not honor us in this way, we say, the will of the Lord be done. May 26, 1892, to May 26, 1893. When the financial year of the institution commenced, we had a balance of £17, 8 shillings, 5.5 dimes in hand for these first 4 objects of the institution. June 13th, there was found on the platform of the railway station in Hartford a small package addressed to me containing 11 sovereigns and these words, from a cheerful giver, Bristol, for Jesus' sake. It was taken half of these objects and half for the orphans, June 25th. From Scotland, £100, with £5 for Mrs. Mueller and myself, June 2nd. From 2 believers, £2, as a thank offering for entering on the 49th year of their married life, July 6th. From Yorkshire, £200 for foreign missions and £100 for the orphans, August 10th. From Taunton, £50, with £50 for the orphans, as a thank offering for 10 years of happy married life, completed this day. From Wales, £50 for these objects, £150 for the orphans, and £50 for Mrs. Mueller and myself, with a very encouraging letter regarding our great pecuniary trials during the past years. Past year, August 12th, from Paris, 25 pounds, with 25 pounds for the orphans. August 16th, from a minister in Scotland, 1 pound with the following letter. Dear Mr. Wright, I have pleasure in enclosing post office order for 1 pound. As I see from your report to hand today that the funds of the Bible knowledge portion of your work were lower last year, I send the money to it. It has been of use to me to note the fact that Mr. Mueller's trials and yours with regard to pecuniary means are not over, as one might expect, seeing how long the institution hath been before the Christian public. It brings before one the fact that this world is the scene of struggle right on to the end of life, that there is always a battle of faith and effort to be fought. It is due to Mr. Mueller to add that his work and teachings have, by God's blessing, been the means of much spiritual benefit to me. And, enclosed by his example, I have begun to do something in a small way for the needy and for Christian work. I have found that God has given me all that is needed with something over up to this present moment. With sincere wishes and prayers for his blessing on your work, believe me, sincerely yours, September 2nd, from Berkshire, in coupons, 128 pounds, 6 shillings, 8 dimes. September 5th, from Newcastle on Tyne, 10 pounds for missions and 10 pounds for the orphans, with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, the finances just now are rather at a low ebb with me, yet in faith and also with much joy, I double the sum usually sent. 10 pounds are an annual thank offering for preservation of house, business stock, and premises from fire. This has been, by God's good hand, graciously done for me for 30 years. When I first began to send to you, I was young and anxious to pay my way in business, and the only way I could satisfy my conscience in sending you money to you was by dropping off all insurances on both life and stock. Praise God, there has not only been preservation, but blessing all around. And another 10 pounds I send is part of a thank offering for the Lord having graciously averted a lawsuit that was started against me, but went no further when the service of a right. I have not even cared to ask my solicitor how it is that the case broke down, but simply praise God for it, for I know it is the Lord's doing and marvelous in our eyes. September 6th, received 100 pounds for mission work in Barcelona, Spain, with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, ever since I had earnings, now about 30 years, I have cheerfully set apart one-tenth of the work of the Lord, and the Lord has prospered me above many. Perhaps I might say above most of those with whom I started. See here again, esteemed reader, the effect of systematic giving. Please to remember also that all sums referred to, and the hundreds not referred to, are received every one of them as direct answers to prayer. For during 58 years, not one single individual has ever been asked for anything for the institution, in order that God alone might have the praise. September 15th, from London, 40 pounds for these objects. 40 pounds for the orphans and 20 pounds for myself. September 16th, from Dublin, was received 50 pounds for missions, 50 pounds for the orphans, and 10 pounds for myself. October the 11th, from Christian friends at Manvers Hall, Bath, 20 pounds for the schools in Spain. October 14th, from Highbury, 20 pounds for missions and schools. October 29th, for several days, very little has come in for the support of the various objects of the institution. Today again, only about 15 pounds was received by the first four deliveries of letters. At 5:45 p.m., I had for the third time that day prayer with my wife entreating God to help us, and a little after 6 p.m. came a check for 200 pounds for the fifth delivery from Edinburgh with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I have again the pleasure of sending you a check for 200 pounds toward your supply for the master. I have never had the pleasure of seeing you, but often think of you as one whom God has used to teach me some practical lessons. Your life and work have been a blessing to many, and I rejoice in your length of days, a continual power of service. Yours with much Christian regard. After the reception of this letter and check, my dear wife and I thank God and ask for more by the last delivery. Accordingly, at 9 p.m., a check arrived for £44.17.5, another check for £3.06 in post office orders. The £44.17.5 is the most remarkable donation. It was accompanied by the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, the enclosed check for £44.17.5 is from our brother, a Sikh missionary from the wilds of Africa, who labored and suffered with. The enclosed is all the money I had in hand belonging to him, and this morning I received word from him asking me to send the whole of the amount to you and stating that he would write to tell you what to do with it. Mr. Health is not yet robust, and I was the more impressed with our dear brother's wholeheartedness for the Lord, in so freely giving the whole of the money I held for him to the Lord. I thought you would like to know these particulars. It was refreshing to my own soul. Some of us give of our abundancy, but he has given all he had. In a postscript of his letter, he said, I was thinking perhaps I ought to have just sent for the money and then have sent it on myself to George Mueller, so as not to let my left hand know what my right hand doeth. But that would only necessitate loss of time. It may be that he needs the money, and I do not much mind your knowing what I do. But you need not tell anyone else. With Christian love and esteem, yours in Christ. This sum was taken in our great need for the orphans. Last year I stated that if the income was not increased, we should be obliged to decrease our operation in order that we might not give the appearance even as if we carried on the work while going into debt. Our difficulties had arisen from the fact, and the home and missionary schools have been for many years carried on at an expense of between £4,000 to £5,000, and that we scarcely ever received anything towards the support of the schools, and that the expenses almost entirely, if not entirely, were met by the donations left at our disposal, which, instead of being taken in part or wholly for the orphan work, were placed to the school fund. Now, when the new financial year of the institution commenced on May 27, 1892, we watched the hand of God to see whether there would be any alteration in the months of June and July. But finding that the average income remained as it had been before, we saw it needful to give notice to the teachers that if the Lord should not increase our income, the home and foreign day schools would be closed on October 31st. During those 3 months, from July 31st to October 31st, we received from all quarters expressions of sorrow at the prospect of the schools being closed, and in several instances, friends of the institution showed also practical sympathy by sending donations for the school fund. But as these did not appreciably affect the average income, we had no alternative but, on a later date mentioned, to close all the foreign schools and all the home schools, excepting those at Purton, which we desired to carry on if we could do so without going into debt, as the premises belong to the institution. We have also continued to aid Sunday schools pecuniarily and by grants of Bibles and Testaments, and shall continue to do so as God shall enable us. I have the joy further to state that the Spanish and Italian schools and three other of the home schools are carried on independently of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution, and that we also shall have joy in aiding them as the Lord may be pleased to entrust us with means. November 7th, from the neighborhood of Whitney, from an aged believer, very ill, £100 for missions and £100 for the orphans. November 22nd, received on account of the legacy of the late Mrs. H. U., £100 for missions and £400 for the orphans, December 31st, from Pat.